Stas, when did you become aware of Shen Yang? Like, when was the first time?
Oh, God. I feel like I've always seen those posters.
I do, too. And I feel like that's a lot of people's reaction to it.
Everyone's experience with it, I'd say. Have you ever been to one of their shows?
I have not. Have you?
No. Well, have you ever wanted to go?
Not even a little bit.
Not even slightly. I remember as a child looking and being like, that feels like a scam in some way.
And you were right.
What cult are we doing today?
They are the owners of Shen Yun.
Oh my God.
This is Falun Gong.
All right, cool beans. Let's dive right in, shall we?
Sure, let's take us back to biblical times, 1992.
Were you alive then?
No, which is why it's biblical.
Sure, okay.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was Hallie.
Our story is going to begin with Lee Hongji.
He was really into meditation, really into exercise.
Yes, Qigong. That is an umbrella term, which kind of encompasses practices that involve controlling of breath, slowly exercising, kind of like Tai Chi, and meditating. And so the Qigong movement really boomed in the late 1980s in China. All of a sudden, it was the hot new thing to do, although I'm sure it was, you know, had its day before, but it really took off in the late 1980s, which we all know was a time of some unrest in China.
Yep.
A bit.
Just a touch.
A hair. So our good friend Lee Hongji begins practicing Qigong, and 1 year later, he founds Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa.
This is a blend of Taoism, Buddhism, aliens.
Of
Always
course.
Good to throw in some of that.
Gotta spice it up.
He registers this group as a religion.
Yes, with the Chinese government, because you have to kind of have that paperwork there.
I mean, you have to have it here, too, for tax purposes.
Sure.
So, as part of this new religion of Falun Gong, he writes Shouan Falun, which is sort of his manifesto,
mm-hmm.
and he starts to claim that he is cultivating magical powers.
Yes, and how, and are these recent magical powers?
Oh, heavens, no. He's had these since he was 8 years old, and he's just bringing them up now.
I really respect child prodigies.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Mozart.
Mm-hmm. And this guy?
Mozart's sister, whose name I have forgotten because history is terrible to women. Somebody please email me with that because it's on the tip of my tongue. So, he's had these magical powers since he was 8. He's just getting into it now, and now he wants to share it with everybody.
Gotta share those
powers. So, in 1995, he moves to the U.S. He moves to Queens.
Yes. He's not doing this for fun, although I'm sure, you know, Queens is a lot of fun.
Queens is super fun. It's home of Donald Trump.
Oh, yep. So, all the fun there. The reason he moves to the U.S. is because in the 90s, the government starts cracking down on Qigong.
Particularly Falun Gong.
Yes. He's, like, really gaining followers quite rapidly. He's got, by the mid-90s, he's got over 2,000 what are called practice stations just in Beijing. Practice stations, I'm assuming it's, like, a studio where you can, like, practice these exercises and meditate and stuff
like that. That is the strangest name I've ever heard for, like, a place of worship.
Yeah.
Now, this is communist China, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are very anti-religion.
They are anti-anything that's not their narrative.
Which, yeah, is typical in a lot of authoritarian governments.
Sure. So they go about to break it up. They want to be the end-all be-all and not, you know, have Lee with this devoted group of followers. So they put out an arrest warrant for Lee, which is actually still online, for like an old page from the Chinese embassy saying Lee is a wanted man. I saw it. It's very old internet looking. And they establish an anti-cult law, which I believe we may have mentioned in previous episodes.
Yes. They actually have a lot of those in Asia because they've had some trouble in China and Japan, as we all well know, with the cults.
Yes. Lee's in Queens now. In 98, he buys a house in New York. 99, he buys a house in New Jersey.
So he's long gone by the time the government has issued a warrant for his arrest.
Yes.
Not everyone got out scot-free. There is an estimation by Ethan Gutman, and please tell us his credentials.
He is a U.S. investigative writer, a human rights defender, an author, and a China watcher.
That sounds weird.
Which is less frequently known as a Pekingologist. So basically that means someone who writes about Chinese politics for the West.
Yes. Okay. And he estimates that 15% of the labor camp populations in China, people who are being quote-unquote re-educated, are people who practiced Falun Gong.
So those are some upsetting numbers.
Very upsetting. Take your money and run, I guess.
Yeah.
So let's talk more about what FG, as it's sometimes referred to in the notes.
In my lazy note-taking.
Let's talk FG.
Okay. There is no real, like, hierarchy. There's no pyramid here, as we see often in cults that have, you know, like, power plays. There's just Li on the top, and then everyone else below him. Mm-hmm. And this is not the kind of cult where, you know, he's kind of, like, micromanaging everyone's lives. He's very much removed from everyone. I mean, as far as we know, he's still in the States. So, like, he's not, like, at meetings, like, being like, you get to marry this person, you have to go cut your hair, like, stuff like that. He's done his writings, and the people have taken it from there. That's what everyone kind of refers to. Some of the rules include your classic no drinking, no smoking, no premarital sex.
So what I like to call being a fucking square.
He definitely portrays himself as the people's savior. He says he knows the secrets of the universe. And he's the only one who can save everybody. Thank God he came along.
I mean, honestly, thank you. And he's going to save us in sections, because Li believes that people of different races will be separated in heaven.
Very interesting, his very strong feelings about mixed race people.
He is obsessed with them, and he is not a fan.
Not a fan. He's got a really big prejudice against people of mixed race. He claims they are the pawns of evil aliens. As such, they have no roots in this world, so they can't really get to heaven or find acceptance anywhere. The only way to overcome being quote-unquote incomplete, as he calls it, physically and intellectually, is to practice cultivating perfection under Master Li, which they call him Master Li.
This is a quote from, as Stasius put it, a Falun Dafa rando.
Oh yeah. They didn't have a name, so what are you gonna do?
They believe, he has taught them, that when God created man, we were created to God's image, and different races were created by different gods of different races. And when the child is born from a marriage of two people from different races, it will be hard for the gods to trace the child's origin, and therefore hard to save.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm wondering where these gods have come out of all of a sudden, because it seems like he is the end-all be-all, but now he's not God, he's Jesus in this scenario.
So it's not unheard of.
So it's polytheistic, which is usually a good time.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'm seeing Hadestown tomorrow, so I'm getting real into my Greek myth feelings again.
Falun, what does that mean, Hallie?
It means the always spinning wheel of law.
And the people believe that Li can telekinetically transport this constantly spinning wheel right into your belly.
What does that mean?
Hard to say. It's just an idea, an abstract concept of a spinning wheel of law that this man will telekinetically shove into your stomach.
Weird.
Yep.
This is sort of goes with a lot of his nonsensical teaching. He's very into, like, the apocalypse is coming, but I don't have the details.
Yes, very much like something bad is about to happen. I'm the only one who can save you. He also claims that he has already diverted an apocalypse.
Well, thank you for that.
I know. I think we all owe you a big pat on the back.
This is like how when they start you at FBI training, they're like, you know what days people don't remember? Like, September 17th, because nothing happened that day because of us. Like, that's what it sounds like.
So his followers have really taken off. They run a newspaper called The Epoch Times.
Fun.
They also have a ton of other stuff like television programs, websites, and schools. The three big things that they really emphasize are truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Hallie, what does forbearance mean?
Forbearance means patient self-control, restraint, and tolerance, which I assume means like having a tolerance, the thing not being tolerant of others because they are not. He's kind of into that a lot because, as I said, he goes very nonsensical about stuff, but he also believes that like gay people and people of mixed races can like, redeem themselves by just holding it all in.
By shoving it down deep inside of you.
What's the Book of Mormon line? Find the turn box that's off. Gay and crush it. Yes. But I don't get how you can hold in being biracial.
Oh, yeah. Just don't breathe and maybe it'll go away.
So that's a lot of what he does is basically just hold it in, turn it off.
Yeah. Stop practicing, like, abstain from gay lifestyle. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's pretty common in a lot of stuff. They teach you that in Catholicism.
Well, that's a thing. So I read a bunch of articles where, you know, reporters were interviewing Falun Gong followers and they were like, these teachings that you're like citing are not like exclusive to our religion or our practice. Like, that's true of so many major religions.
Yeah.
So anyway, those who critique the cult can expect personal attacks, lawsuits, etc.
Pretty standard.
Yes.
They also believe that, again, with the sort of toughing it out through everything, that if you try hard enough and you practice hard enough as an older woman, you can start having your period again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Excellent. That's just what we all want.
I mean, isn't that, like, the good thing about menopause? Like, it sucks, but you don't have to have your period anymore.
You're like, I'm done. I've made it.
I did my 35 years.
I got through the other side.
But no, now it's back because you believed too hard.
So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of stuff that they're playing with here.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of, like, a physical form of having anxiety. Like, there's no actual specifics to something bad is going to happen. It's just something bad is going to happen.
I know what you mean.
And he, like, drills that into their heads about everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So followers believe if they don't follow his instructions or his lifestyle, he will have them destroyed by the gods.
See?
Yes. If someone tries to leave the group, they're going to be demonized, said to be evil. So obviously that makes a very difficult place. It puts them in a difficult spot. That's a hard decision to make. So everyone's constantly trying to cultivate perfection, which as we all know is super attainable and realistic. So Falun Gong claims that the Chinese government has been killing and harvesting organs from imprisoned followers.
He also claimed that aliens were controlling people's minds and making them do sinful things, and then later went back to say he meant that metaphorically, and I don't think he did.
Yeah, so there's a lot about what happens when people sin, because they believe if someone gets sick, it's because they have committed a sin.
They also say it's God trying to get rid of the gay population.
A lot of nice sentiments being tossed it's out like, here.
Calm down, Roy Cohn. Cohn? I can't say his name.
Who is gay?
Oh, don't even get me started on him. If you ever want to have your, like, rip stomach your hair punched out. In, look up Roy Cohn, and then also look up the Roy Cohn is not a homosexual speech from Angels in America. It's fantastic.
So they believe, well, modern medicine might treat the physical symptoms.
Your soul is still dying.
You're spiritually, you're just as sick as before. So you gotta, again, cultivate that perfection, my friend, and that will cure what ails you. Some followers have reportedly died due to medical neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And those who haven't died have considerably suffered because they're not taking their medicine. They're not seeking medical treatment.
Although they argue that the reason they're not going to doctors is because they claim that the Chinese government has been harvesting thousands of organs from imprisoned Falun Gong practitioners.
Yes.
Many experts dispute this, but then there are those who say that they are genuinely persecuted in China, mm-hmm. as all people with religion tend to be.
So clearly there's kind of a give and take here between the Chinese government and the Falun Gong group, and it's really hard to know
who's worse.
Oh, yeah, it's really hard to, like, kind of figure out
who's more wrong.
Who's more wrong? When both sides are vehement propagandists, you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Other than that, they have really no history of major violence or terrorism.
Unless you count constantly seeing Shen Yun advertisements every time you go to the mall or the movie theater or you pass a billboard in any state.
Just literally any window.
You guys have seen these. It's these
Of course.
These, like, sunset painted backgrounds of, like, these women who are wearing what kind of look like kimonos, and they're doing dances, and they're, like, swirling sheets around it's and things like that.
Gorgeous dancing picture. It's, like, usually a lady leaping.
So I'm looking at an article called Stepping into the Unsettling, Uncanny World of Shenyun. It's a New Yorker article by Gia Tolentino. It was just written this year. And she was talking about when she went to go see it with her family and her brother. She was saying that when she was watching it, it's like animatronic people moving. Like, they're just super bright and shiny and stiff and robotic with what they're doing. Not only the people who are dancing, but the people who are working there. Here's a passage I would like to read for you. The hosts, those are the people sort of narrating everything, started talking about a spiritual discipline called Falun Dafa, then introduced a dance in which a beautiful young follower of Falun Dafa was kidnapped and imprisoned by communists who harvested her organs. "I'm hallucinating," I whispered to my brother in the dark. "Would anyone like to learn a little Chinese?" one of the hosts said. He intoned a phrase and then asked the audience to repeat it. "That phrase means, I love Shenyun," he said. So they talk through that. The dance continues. A guy comes out to sing a song, and the song is about how atheism and evolution are deadly ideas. Modern trends tend to destroy what makes us human. At the end of this song, the row of older white people sitting beside me clapped fervently. So that's a little taste of what actually goes on there, because try as we might, everyone has seen these advertisements. No one's ever gone to a show.
Well, that's what I thought, but like, they actually sell out shows.
I cannot imagine that. I have not met a person in my life
who ever who's even remotely interested in going. I would go just, I would like get stoned.
Now we should go. Oh, if we got stoned, we would freak out at this.
Freak out in a good way?
I don't know.
I think visually it would be quite arresting.
So Shenyun is officially called the Shenyun Performing Arts Organization. It was established in the Hudson Valley in 2006.
Yes.
They now have 6 touring companies, which is why everyone in the entire country sees it.
Well, all over the world, too. They tour the world. And they train at the Fei Tian Academy in upstate New York at the Falun Dafa campus.
I think campuses are the same as these practice stations he originally had set up in Beijing.
Okay. If any of you have ever been to one of these shows, please write in and give us all of the details.
Yeah, tell us what's happening there. Usually they're just dancing and being homophobic and racist.
Well, they dance and sing.
I'm sorry. They dance and sing and are racist and homophobic.
How dare you forget my art form, Hallie?
Your art form. Yes, I forgot about that.
I own singing. It is mine.
Everybody, you hear that? You can't do it anymore. She has it. She has the patent.
I call dibs.
I was giving you something more official with the patent. You were just like, you went a very childish direction with that.
Well, I work with children. What can I say?
True. And I work with tech people, so patents are very important.
So there was one instance of notable craziness. Let's go back, shall we, to January 23rd, 2001. 5 alleged practitioners of Falun Gong self-immolated in Tiananmen Square. 2 of them actually succumbed to their injuries. I'm surprised not all of them.
I was going to say 3 of them lived.
Apparently. I can't imagine that's fun.
The Falun group here, the FGs, they were like, these are not our people. We're very anti-suicide.
And they were like, and if you saw them meditating and doing their slow exercising beforehand, you'd notice their form is all wrong from ours. Yeah.
Staunch defense. The Chinese embassy warns the American public to stay away from these performances, quote unquote, so as to avoid being deceived and used by the cult. But as we said, there's no super violent cult behaviors. It's certainly weird. And we certainly don't agree with their tenets.
So after this immolation event, the Chinese government kind of uses this as an example to kind of continue waging their war against the group. And they're like, oh, look at this evil cult. And they released just a ton more propaganda against this group. From what I understood, the general public at that time had mostly been like, whatever towards them, or at least somewhat sympathetic of like, oh, look at this poor group being persecuted by the government. But after this self-immolation thing, I think, and the resulting criticism from the government, I think there were people were more like, ooh, these guys seem kind of dangerous and not too stable. And then the Western media was like, IDK if we can trust the Chinese government's account.
Is that a direct quote from the United States government?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, it was.
I guess that sort of leads into where they now, their reputation has taken a hit, sort of the more people become acquainted with it. And inevitably, when you look up Shenyun, what comes up is stuff about the cult.
Yeah.
So that's actually where this article that I was just reading to you starts, is when she was looking this up. She's like, I can't believe I've never done this before. And then everything that comes up says cult ?
Yeah.
So the numbers have definitely decreased in the past 20 years. They still have a pretty large presence in Taiwan, and they still super hate the Chinese government. But guess what? The Chinese government super hates them.
Oh, God. Some things never change. When will those two crazy kids learn?
Learn to put aside their differences.
So there's a really good Rick Ross article.
What say Rick?
So it's entitled, Is Falun Gong a Cult? I keep saying gung, even though it's gong.
Me too. We're having trouble pronouncing it with our Western tongues.
Falun Gong a cult. And he says yes.
Well, I believe him, although yeah. He does tend to have sort of a knee-jerk reaction to these things.
It's a good article. I recommend you read it. There's a whole bunch of good sources we can post that'll give you more information if you're interested. And if you go to a Shenyun show or have gone in the past, please send us pictures, stories, anecdotes, any cool t-shirt merchandise, anything like that you bought.
And remember, the next time you see one of those ads, you got to point at it and say, that's a cult.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of where you are. And I need you to do it at a very loud volume, okay?
Especially if you're just walking down the street.
Alone.
And you see it in like a window of a shop. Just scream it.
Scream it and say, you have some nerve.
Coming to my town with your strange, slow exercising. I don't know.
And your all-encompassing dance.
I bet
your
the dancing racism. Is really gorgeous, though.
Yeah. Well, Kate Blanchett said it was exquisitely beautiful.
I don't care.
It's on the poster.
That's some marketing, Hal.
But that's what I do. Speaking of which, for my recommendation today, I am recommending the Society pages.
Oh, boy.
You guys may have noticed that we went a little...
180?
A little bit. There's still murder.
There's
still two zany women walking around.
Shooting the shit.
As you can tell, I am one of them, but I have overdone the voice. I am not an actress by trade or training. And my natural speaking voice, as you can tell, is kind of low. So I overcorrected when I'm Evie, and I sound like Gypsy Blanchard. So there's that. It's about two Newport housewives in the year 19...
sorry, didn't quite catch that.
The year 19... who are solving crimes in their sort of glitzy high society world, and they're joined by one of their super anxious husbands who's addicted to cocaine, and a gay composer for the Newport Orchestra.
Who might be a serial killer, we don't know.
Might be a serial killer. And they solve a string of grisly crimes around Newport, Rhode Island. And we had fun writing it, and we hope you guys listen to it. But it's on this channel, the first episode, and the other one is on our other channel. Just type in the Society pages, we're the first thing that comes up. It has music composed by Stassi.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It does a little bit. Please enjoy it, and we really hope we can continue working on that and seeing how that grows.
We do different things, guys. We'll still be here, so yeah. don't freak out on us.
We're just two young, beautiful adults.
Pretty soon, you're going to see posters for the Society pages everywhere. We're going to cover all the Shenyun posters.
Maybe we can hire some of the dancers.
Yeah, that really works in the radio medium. Follow us on all social media. We have a new Twitter for this and all of our other projects called Queen Wednesday Productions. That is the name of our thing because my middle name means queen.
And
my favorite 80s band.
And my last name is Wednesday in Russian.
Which is one of my favorite days of the week.
Weird. Okay.
Bye, guys.